night. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Life's day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished. We'll lay our burden down. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you, and it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these, our gifts to you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Lord, we look to you with eyes of faith during this fearful and volatile time. We can only look upon outward appearances, but we trust you who tests hearts and minds, you who knows the end from the beginning, and you who works all things together for the good of those who love you. With our eyes, we see fear and darkness, yet we know you that are the light of the world, the great physician who can calm the worst fears with a mere word. We see danger all around, but you have come with peace as the Prince of Peace. You have opened our eyes to see your face, and we pray that we would thereby be transformed more into your likeness day by day, that we may minister your love to your world gone mad. As your kingdom of priests, we pray for your mercy, knowing that you hear those who worship and obey your will. Most of all, we beseech the one who perfectly worshiped and obeyed the divine will, even unto death for the sins of this world, so that we might be cured of our spiritual blindness, and might therefore cry with our formerly blind brother, "Lord, I believe." We do believe in the Son of Man, he who came into the world for judgment, making those blind who see and those see who are blind. We acknowledge our former blindness and joyously accept your gift of sight. But having seen, we look with pity on the many in our world who say that they see yet are blind. We look with pity on those who think that with self-sufficient hands, they are able to stand by their own power and save what you have judged. Yet unless the Lord keeps the city, the watchman waketh in vain. We pray specifically in these times for the elderly among us, who will be hardest hit by this pandemic. Provide your comfort to Norman, Joan, Gladys, Marge, Rita, and all of us. Give us your comforting presence even while we sacrifice with social distancing for the good of our neighbor. Please provide protection to us and healing through the hands of those on the front lines of this plague, among whom are Hannah's and many of our own family members. Give them strength in guiding your healing touch. For those other first responders, our police, EMS, firefighters, our nurses, doctors, case managers, patient care technicians, sanitation service providers, hospital kitchen staff, hospital transporters, and radiology technicians, we beg your mercy. May they know your mercy while they administer your mercy to your world. We pray for their infrastructure and supply lines, that those in these noble professions may likewise continue to deliver your faithfulness to your people who need it. We also know that more mundane healthcare needs don't halt for the coronavirus, so we pray for Teresita's sister, Ada, for Kristen's health, and that of her coworker sons, Mike, who is struggling with cancer, as well as for Alan and his eye troubles. We implore your mercy for Helen and Pepe, who will be traveling during this time, and pray and thank you for the safe travels you gave to Josh Chubb. On no basis other than your wonderful mercy, therefore, we pray for those who are blind. We pray that you would watch over our city, our country, and our world. Be with its leaders, especially President Trump, Governor Cuomo, and Mayor Madden. We pray for the world's physical health and spiritual sight, that it might have its eyes opened and realize its nakedness. May we realize the gravity of our egregious sins against you and our neighbors. Having our eyes open to our faults, then, lead us on right pathways for your name's sake, through the door of your Son, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May we fear no evil, for you are with us. And now, let us arise and pray the prayer that you taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy,
holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the
This is the portion of the service where we are participating in the fulfillment of what we find in the Old Testament as the peace offering. And Jesus is our peace. And so we will proceed to our communion table here. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray, amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast. And he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Wine is given to make glad the heart of man. May we, even in this troubled time, have our hearts gladdened by the person, the work, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. Let us stand together and sing this great hymn from John Newton. May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above.
may we abide in union with each other and the Lord, and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Amen.
Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
All kings of earth shall thanks accord.